This is Radio Nepal. I'm Trijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Ministers of Rashtriya Swatantra Party to remain in government. Ashok Rai led Janata Samajwadi Party to support the new alliance. And Israeli cabinet to meet over Hamas ceasefire proposal. Now the news in detail. Ministers representing the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in the coalition government led by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda would not immediately resign from their post. After a discussion with Prime Minister Dahal, they decided not to tender their resignation for a time being. The RSP ministers who reached the office of the Prime Minister at Balwatar to submit their resignation today decided to stick to the decision of not resigning currently. According to the Chief Whip of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Santosh Pariyar, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party ministers have urged the Prime Minister to face the Parliament as soon as possible. At present, there are four ministers of Rashtriya Swatantra Party in the incumbent government. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has suspended its General Secretary and spokesperson, Dr. Mukul Dhakal. Dhakal was suspended by the party's Central Committee on the recommendation of the party's Disciplinary Commission. The meeting of the Central Committee of the party held late on Wednesday night decided to take action against Dhakal. The party's Joint General Secretary, Kabindra Burlakoti, has been appointed Acting General Secretary. The Janata Samajwadi Party, led by Ashok Rai, is to support the new alliance force following an agreement between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. General Secretary of the party, Mohammad Istiaq Rai, shared that the ministers who participated in the current government will resign today and support the new alliance. General Secretary Rai said that since the current government has lost its majority, the Janata Samajwadi Party has decided to move forward according to the new situation by asking the ministers who participated in the government to resign. The party has two ministers and one minister of state in the present government. The incidents of flood and landslides have been increasing simultaneously with the rainfall across the country. A woman has died in Gauri Ganga municipality due to floods in Kailali. According to the district police office, 20-year-old Susmita Chaudhary of Gauri Ganga municipality 11 was swept away by the flooded Kataini River. Due to the floods triggered by continuous rainfall, 200 houses in Bhitaria of Josipur rural municipality 3 have been swamped. Similarly, according to the district police office, after the continuous rains, families and their belongings in Kailari rural municipality 7 Rampur have been moved to higher ground, being at risk of flooding. Meanwhile, landslides that have taken place in various places of Raghuganga and Annapurna rural municipalities of Meghdi traffic on the Beni Johnson Road connecting Mustang with the National Highway has been affected. The residents of the area, including tourists, are stuck in the landslide where there is no possibility of transportation through alternative roads in the affected areas. According to Beni Jomsom Korala Road Project Manager Dhruva Kumar Jha, there are 14 landslide spots along the road. Efforts are underway for short-term control of landslides and resume traffic in the area. The 7-decade-long history and evolution of traffic police has been made public through a pictorial book. At a program organized by Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office here today, Inspector General of Police Basanta Bahadur Kumar unveiled the book named Traffic Police Mirror. The book incorporates various activities including history of traffic police development, previous uniform and the road safety program done by the traffic police so far in pictures. It is believed that the book would further help in making the important campaigns and activities after the development of traffic police factual and in highlighting the role, coordination and collaboration among main bodies concerned for road management. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will convene later this evening a meeting of his security cabinet to discuss proposals from Hamas about a possible ceasefire deal in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, before the cabinet meets, Prime Minister Netanyahu will have consultations with his negotiation team. This comes as Hamas said it has shared a plan with Qatari and Egyptian mediators about a potential ceasefire and a deal for the release of captives. tropical hurricane has hit Jamaica with heavy winds and rain, damaging buildings and felling trees on the Caribbean island. Beryl, a category of 4 storm with winds of up to 215 km per hour, struck the island's southern coast. At least 7 people have been killed so far as the storm sweeps through the Caribbean. A hurricane warning is in effect in Jamaica, where the authorities have imposed a curfew from 6 a.m. to 18 hours local time. Prime Minister Andrew Holness earlier urged people to take the hurricane seriously. 3 people have died in Grenada, where it first made landfall on Monday, one in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and another 3 in northern Venezuela, which was hit by strong winds and flooding. About 90% of homes were destroyed or severely damaged on Union Island, which is part of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Polling stations have opened in the United Kingdom for a general election expected to deliver a landslide victory for the opposition Labour Party after nearly a decade and a half of Conservative rule. The centre-left Labour is projected to win its first general election since 2005, with several election eve polls forecasting its biggest ever victory. Voting began at 7 a.m. on Thursday in more than 40,000 polling stations across the country. Voters in a total of 650 constituencies across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland will cast their votes in the election. A party needs to win at least 326 out of 650 parliamentary seats and the leader of that party becomes Prime Minister. A Russian attack on Ukraine's southern Zaporizhzhia region killed 2 people and wounded another. Governor Ivan Fedorov said Russia had carried out 391 strikes on 10 settlements in the past 24 hours. Russia claims to have annexed Zaporizhzhia, but it does not fully control the region. On Wednesday, Moscow accused Ukraine of firing self-detonating drones towards the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in an attack that hit a power substation and injured 8 people. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Stating that there is possibility of heavy rainfall occurring at 1 or 2 places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces in the next 24 hours, the department has urged people to be safe from the possible debris flow and risk of damage of flooding and landslide in these areas. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministers of Rashtriya Swatantra Party to remain in government for time being. Ashok Rai led Janata Samajwadi Party to support the new alliance. And Israeli cabinet to meet over Hamas ceasefire proposal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.